Before the game begins, a quick word. The following podcast episode is the audio of the game, as this attempts to emulate a radio broadcast of a basketball game. If you are interested in watching the game, which was played on NBA 2K21 for PC, check the description below for an unlisted link to the game. The game itself will be the same, and it will also have stat breakdowns for the game itself, if you're interested. The link will be available in the description within 24 hours of the episode going live. Thank you, and I hope that you enjoy.
Bedouin Region Sports welcomes you to the following presentation of the Bedouin Region Basketball Association.
Hello everyone, welcome to the next game, the ninth game, so to speak, of the ARBA. Here on Bedouin Region Sports, as the Twin Leaf Storm are here in Viridian taking on the Gamblers. Last week it was this exact same matchup. Gamblers came away with the victory there. I am your host AJ, along with me Alfred. Now Alfred, Gamblers came away with the victory last week. What's the expectation this week?
Well, for the Storm, they're just trying to come back, they're trying to find a way to rebound after last week's loss. For the Gamblers, continue that momentum. It's very important for them to continue the trends that they've been on so far and eventually lead to success there. Scyther, of course, going to be a key player on the Gamblers' side.
Starting lineup for the Storm and the Gamblers in this matchup, the ninth matchup. Storm have Serena, Ampharos, Decidueye, Snorlax, and Obstagoon. The Gamblers go with Unfezant, Go-Goat, Seismitoad, Scyther, and Glalie for this matchup. Very excited to see how this is going to turn out.
Absolutely. It'll be fun to see. This is the first time we've seen a matchup happen back-to-back like this. You know, last week, the entire week was just focused on that one matchup. This week, not quite the same, but for these teams, they have spent weeks focusing on how the game plan is going to work, what is the idea, and then after last week's match, making those adjustments. So it'll be interesting to see how, you know, the changes and stuff approach from here.
And there is the tip-off. We get started. Viridian's heading from right to left on this court as they start off with the ball. Here in Viridian, as we get started here, Go-Go with the ball now at the top of the key, inside to Glalie. Glalie looking like this is going to be a hard fought matchup. Back to Go-Go to Scyther in the mid-range area. Unfezant on the near side. Fading two-point shot is no good. Snorlax with the rebound. Snorlax just going to drive up court. Pauses. They had an opportunity for the one-on-one. Decide to let the entire team come in. Snorlax at the free throw line. Loses the ball. Scyther with it. Hands it off to Unfezant. Unfezant driving up court. Step back. Mid-range shot is off the mark. Seismitoad with the rebound. The putback shot no good. Decidueye with the defensive rebound there for Twin Leaf. Decidueye going to drive inside with the lane and the layup to go. Twin Leaf scores first.
Yeah, great job there. Just putting the pressure on Viridian. Last play almost set it up. Last play they paused before actually running a play. This time they go with the fast break. Successful there.
Pheasant drives inside. Blocked on the play. Obstagoon grabs the board. Ampharos up to Decidueye. Going to drive up court again. Step up. Tough shot. No good. Scyther rebounds it. Over to Unfezant now. Unfezant spin move inside Scyther. Tough shot. Off the mark there. Snorlax rebounds it. Over to Serena. Serena pass up to Ampharos. Ampharos decides not to drive in. In that mid-range area on the near side. Back out. Three-point shot is off the mark there. Glalie grabs that rebound. To Unfezant. Seismitoad inside. Pass over to Scyther. They had a shot there. Decide not to go for it. Scyther's shot no good, but fouled on the play by Snorlax, who took that three-point shot earlier. That's going to result in a couple of free throw attempts here.
Shooting two. Yes, we got two free throw shots here. Interesting to see how the pace of the game has been over these first couple of minutes. It feels like it's two different styles of games. We've got on the one hand the speed, I think, that Twin Leaf is attempting to go with those fast breaks, get moving. Viridian taking things a little bit slower, at least initially.
First shot was good by Scyther, and the second shot off the mark. Snorlax with the rebound. And now pass up to Serena as we get started with Twin Leaf's play. On the far side. Inside to Snorlax. Snorlax just outside the paint, pressuring in. The tough layup is blocked by there. I think Laylee got the rebound over to Gogo. Over to Enfezin now. Enfezin double team. Trying to dribble, loses the ball. Ball is out. Seismito grabs it in the backcourt. Brings it up. There's 6 seconds left on the play clock. Enfezin, well behind the three-point line, gets a screen. Long three. Hits the front of the rim, no good. Obstagoon with the rebound.
Yeah, great job there, just pressuring Viridian.
Ampharos takes a quick shot. Obstagoon loses the shot, throws it in. Serena, what an impressive way to keep the ball in bounds as Obstagoon flies into the first row. Step back, long two, no good. Scyther rebounds it for Viridian. Pass up Scyther inside and gets the backboard layup. Viridian taking their first lead to the game. Score 3-2 with exactly 9 minutes remaining. Over to Snorlax now at the inside, posting up. Takes the shot and good. A nice mid-range shot there by Snorlax.
Yeah, it's fun to see when the big guys are taking mid-range shots, especially on this team who's been famous for being inside most of the time. You know, they play a paint-centered game.
Seismito takes a three, it's no good. Snorlax rebounds it over to Serena now. Serena just waiting for a play to develop, but over to Snorlax at the top of the key. Obstagoon behind the three-point line on the near side, double teamed. Gets inside, breaks the defense, and puts up the layup.
Great play there by, I believe that was Obstagoon or Snorlax. Great play, being able to let the defense pick itself apart, basically, and find the gap to go inside.
Right there with the ball now for Viridian. Takes a three-point shot. No good. Decidueye rebounds it. Hand off to Serena. Serena on the near side, Ben. Cross-court pass to Obstagoon. Takes a long two. It's no good. Ampharos grabs the rebound, though, and puts it back up and in.
Winliv getting off to a big lead here. 8-3 so far.
Side there, pass over to Gogoat. Inside to Glalie. Glalie takes a shot off the backboard. It's good. And now all of a sudden both teams starting to get a little bit of momentum going. Winliv with the ball now. Pass over. Serena wide open for three. Is off the mark. Snorlax with the rebound. Misses the layup, though. Scyther, good defense there. Pass up to Gogo. Gogo going to drive inside. Has an opportunity. And that ball is batted out of there. No ifs, ands, or buts about that. That was an impressive block. It'll be Gambler's ball now.
Oh, it's really fantastic when you see plays like that. You see the ball just fly out. I think that hit somebody right in the hands. They were expecting that in like the fourth or fifth row. That ball was flying out there.
Gamble's looking for an opportunity to inbound the ball. They pass it into Glalie over to Gogo. On Pheasant on the near side. Behind the three-point line over to Glalie at midcourt. Gogo now at the logo coming on the near side. 7 seconds on the clock. Drives inside. Pass inside to Scyther. What a pass. A great play there.
Either team being efficient so far. It seems to be the standard for this league. 31% for Twinleaf, 25% for Viridian.
Ampharos with the ball for Twinleaf. Play developing, looks like. Pass over to Snorlax now. Snorlax at the three-point line. To Serena. Back out to Ampharos at the top of the key. Drives inside. Ampharos steps to the side. Forces up a shot. That's off the mark. And Glalie grabs that board. Pass up to Gogo. Gogo streaking down court. Pausing just inside the three-point line to Seismitoad on the near side, Ben. Dunfezin at midcourt three-point line area. Gets a screen. Hand off Scyther. Scyther going to force up a three-point shot. Double covered, no good there.
Yeah, another great idea there.
Decidueye going to drive inside, has an open lane, and puts it up and in.
Yeah, good job getting the fast break. Everybody on one side of the court. Decidueye streaking down the opposite side and the pass up. Decidueye just has to beat the defense and was able to do so.
Lely now at the three-point line inside, and Pheasant takes a tough layup shot that is off the mark, grabs their own rebound, puts up the shot again, but no good. Decidueye with the board. Decidueye gonna streak just right up. Ampharos with the ball now. Ampharos looking for an opportunity here to Decidueye. Serena pass to Obstugan, back to Serena for three. No good. Snorlax with the offensive rebound and puts it up and in. Gamblers are going to call a timeout. Twin Leaf is up 12-7 with 5:07 remaining. You're listening to the ARBA on Adoran Region Sports. We'll be right back. Designing and publishing content on the internet can be a difficult task. You want to find a way to make sure that your product can jump off the page, whether it's a blog, thumbnail, or presentation. This is where Canva can help. Canva is an online design and publishing tool with a mission to empower everyone to design anything and publish anywhere. Now, you've probably heard of them before, as they support 100 languages and are available in 190 countries. I've used Canva for a number of projects, including thumbnails on special YouTube videos, and really appreciate the simplicity of the platform. Use the link below and get access to a 30-day free trial for new members of Canva Pro, opening up thousands of designs to make your content pop off the page. Again, use the Canva link below and get access to thousands of designs with a 30-day free trial of Canva Pro. Your designs will never look better with Canva. Welcome back to the ARBA on Adoran Region Sports as we get set to continue the ninth game of the ARBA season between the Twin Leaf Storm and the Viridian Gamblers. Gamblers coming out of a timeout now. Twin Leaf up 12-7 with 5:04 remaining as the play continues. We're now sub 5 minutes. Glalie pass inside, posting up on the far side of the box, looking for an opportunity. Forces up a shot that is blocked there. Ferret able to grab the rebound. Drives up to the three-point line, pass to Swallet. Standing in between the logo and the three-point line in that very far three-point range. Drives inside, over to Furfuru, blocked on the play. Glalie grabs the board to Kafagrigas. Kafagrigas with the spin, drives inside. Tough layup shot is no good. Furfuru grabs that board. Furfuru looking for an opportunity. Back out to Swallet now. Swallet pass over to Gudra. Gudra's in the game for the first time on Twin Leaf's side. Furfuru with the ball. Over to Furret. Back to Furfuru. To Phalanx. Inside Furfuru. Layup is good.
Twin Leaf shooting 37% now. They've improved their percentage. Viridian down to 18%. They have struggled to make a shot. It's been a while since they have.
The substitutions on the court now. New players here. Kafagrigas with the ball for Viridian. Looking for a lane, just sizing up the defense, trying to find an opportunity to go inside. 5 seconds left on the clock. Gets a screen. Mid-range shot is off the mark. Furret rebounds it for Twin Leap. It's a 5-on-4 opportunity here. Furret decides to bring the pressure over to Swallet. Back to Furret. Furret at the three-point line. Back to Phalanx. Back to Furret again. To Phalanx again. Hands off to Furret. The top of the three-point line. The drive inside, loses the ball there, the ball is out. Everyone rushing forward, Furfuru grabs it, 2 seconds left. Pass up, Swallet takes a long three. That's off the mark there. Larry and Mr. Mime with the rebound on Viridian side. Pass over to Kafagrigas. Kafagrigas off the backboard. Put up and in by Glalie.
Oh, what a sensational play by Glalie. Just streaking down court when that shot went off the backboard. Glalie knew they had to get up there in case that shot was going to be off the mark. When it was, Glalie just slams it in.
Layup shot is good. Glalie called for the foul there. That was Swallet who drove inside, puts the layup and the foul. Kafagrigas heading off court on Viridian side, being substituted by Vavilion. Twin Leaf not making any changes here. Swallet's going to head to the line for an extra shot for the three-point play.
Yeah, good job by Swallow. What they did when they were driving inside, they were going for the far to near side on the baseline. forcing Glalie to make a decision and just force Glalie to push too hard.
Free throw shot is good. The score right now, Twin Leap up 17-9 with 2:40 remaining. Galarian Mr. Mime with the ball over to Cradilli to Pavilion now at the logo. Hand off to Galarian Mr. Mime. Looking for a lane here. Double covered over to Glalie now. Glalie in the far corner. Galarian Mr. Mime now. 5 seconds on the clock here. Drives inside. Forced to put up a tough shot. Long two off the mark there. Furret with the rebound. Furret inside. That's a bad pass. Galarian Mr. Mime just bats that out of the way. Grabs the board. Pressures up court. Step back. Now back to Cradilli. Trying to reset. Galarian Mr. Mime with the ball at the top of the key. Over to Glalie on the near side. Well behind the three-point line here. 5 seconds. Cradilli. A three. Bang. And Twin Leap is up 17-12 now with 1:47 remaining on the clock here in the beginning in this first quarter. Start of this game has been very entertaining. The Twin Leap has kept control of the lead for the most part. Pass inside to Gudra, posting up. This was a speciality in the last game, but that's off the mark there. That shot, Glalie with the rebound. Over to Galarian, Mr. Mime. Drives up court, gonna pressure inside. Layup shot is good. Meridian cutting down this lead a little bit. Pass up to Swallet. Gambler's crowd getting into it here. Swallet with the ball, gets a screen, fakes the three. Pass over to Furfru on the near side. On the bend, Gudra gonna post up from the near side now. Spin move, tough shot off the backboards, off the mark, Galarian. Mr. Mime rebounds it again. Pass up to Pavilion. Pavilion gonna drive inside. Another fast break opportunity here. That's a foul by Phalanx. A shooting foul is what they're gonna call it. Looks like they're gonna head to the line for two free throw shots here. That's a Pavilion, I believe.
Yeah, great job here. The pace of the two teams have switched. Beginning of the game, Twin Leap was the faster team, and that led them to get that early lead. Now Viridian's starting to pick up the pace, especially on those missed shots.
That first shot is good. Looks like there's going to be some substitutions here for the last minute of the game. A little bit of movement here on Twin Leaf's side. As we know in this league, a vast majority of players tend to shift around positions. They easily can play multiple positions. A lot of diversity. You know, you can have your shooting guard playing small forward and so on. Missed free throw there. Phalanx grabs the board over to Trittini. Trittini looking for an opportunity here. Gets a screen. Drives inside. Trittini. Shot is good.
Yeah, great job by Trittini. They got the screen, immediately knew where to go. Just drive down the center of the paint. Defense wasn't expecting that.
Miracle back out to Galarian Mr. Mime on the gambler side. Inside. That shot is blocked there. Swallet grabs the board. Trittini with the ball brings it up court now. About a five second difference between the shot clock and game clock. Trittini back out. Gudra, long two. Off the mark, but that's Trittini with the board, and the shot is good. Smeargle with the shooting foul. This will be a three-point play opportunity here.
Oh, what a sensational shot there. I was not expecting that one to go in. Looked like Trittini just kind of forced the shot up as soon as they were hit. Somehow, able to go inside.
seconds here. As Trittini takes the free throw shot, Twin Leap currently up 21-15. That's off the mark there. Glalie grabs the board.
They got about a few seconds to set things up if they want to.
6 seconds on the clock, knocked out with the ball to Galarian Mr. Mime behind the three-point line now. Gonna force up a three-point shot. Off the mark there. And that'll end the first quarter here. 21-15, I believe, is the score. Twin Leap on top of the Viridian Gamblers. You're listening to the ARBA on Aduran Region Sports. We'll be right back after this. Well, Welcome back. You're listening to the ARBA on Adoran Region Sports. This matchup between the Twin Leaf Storm and the Viridian Gamblers already in progress now as we get started with the second quarter. Twin Leaf up 21-15 over the Gamblers. Now, Alfred, your expectations for the second quarter. We saw a little bit of a shift there halfway through the first.
Yeah, I was expecting the pace of game to be similar throughout the entire first quarter, but it felt like it shifted. So far, the faster team has led to more points. Whether Twin Leaf in the beginning of that first quarter or Viridian in the second half of that first quarter. We'll see who decides to be more fast or who decides to be more methodical in the second quarter.
Nipped up by Furfru off the mark there, but the second shot is good, and Twin Leaf scores there.
A very basic play. They did a lot of isolation there. I'm not sure I'm a huge fan of isolation for the entire 24 seconds, unless you have that, you know, I can put the shot in from anywhere type of player. Which I don't know if any league, any team has in this league so far.
Zyglaily misses it. That ball was stripped out by Furfru. Furfru going to drive inside. Pass inside to Smollett. That layup is good.
There you go. Exactly what I was talking about earlier. That fast break, fast opportunity. The team that has the higher pace has been more successful overall. And it doesn't necessarily mean, you know, putting up a bunch of shots and crossing your fingers. It just means being able to take the opportunities when you have them.
A foul there on that shot.
Take a break. Two shots.
This is Viridian here, gonna have two shot opportunities. Twin Leaf currently up 25-15, a 10-point lead. 10:57 remaining, that first shot is off the mark. It looks like we're gonna see some substitutions here. Gudra and Phalanx are going to come off the court for Ampharos and Obstagoon on Twinleaf's side. And on Viridian's side, Glalie is going to head off court. Scyther coming in to replace them. Larry and Mr. Mime here pick their second free throw shot. That is good. 25-16 is the score now. Ampharos brings it up court. Pass inside to a streaking Furfru who puts the layup up and in.
See, it's that opportunity right there, the fast break. Furfru, 6 points, 3 of 5 shooting, 2 rebounds and a steal, but has been that key player to pick up the pace when necessary.
Larry and Mr. Mime with the ball now for Viridian side. Double cover there, they get the switch over. Smeargle, back to Pavilion on the far side of the court at the bend. Smeargle, Larry and Mr. Mime on the inside. Gets a screen, puts up a three. No good. Pavilion, though, grabs the offensive rebound, puts up a shot. That's blocked. Obstagoon grabs the board, pass up to Furfru. Furfru, step back, long two, off the mark there. That ball is tipped up, and it'll be Storm ball. And that looks like Gamblers have the last touch. All-Star game already in consideration as we get started here. Obstagoon, third place in the voting. Dragapult's number one in terms of centers.
Well, that's not surprising, but Obstagoon has had a fantastic season so far this year, maybe despite the record not necessarily showing it. Statistically speaking, Obstagoon's been great, although the All-Star game isn't going to be for at least a couple of weeks.
Pass out, Obstagoon going to fake the three, drives inside, puts up the shot, and slams it in! No regard for Pokemon life, it seems, as Obstagoon decides to just dunk that ball right over the defense.
Well, that's the epitome of a posterizer right there.
There, Mr. Mime with the ball. Lob up Scyther! With the lob pass up and in. Seen back-to-back impressive plays here. Crowd getting on their feet regardless of which side you're supporting. Twin Leaf currently up in the 29-18. Furfru takes a three. Bang! Storm having an 11-3 run the last 2 minutes as Twin Leaf is up 32-18 now with 9:20 remaining. Over to Smeargle. Pavilion on the far side. It's a screen, but that defense able to be powerful against it. Scyther nearly loses their footing. Over to Smeargle to Glaring Mr. Mime on the near side. Drives into the paint. Takes a tough layup shot. It's good. We've seen some impressive plays here by both teams.
Yeah, field goal percentage for the Storm, 45%. For the Gamblers, 28%. Significantly better than it was halfway through the first.
Euro step is good there. A great job by Ampharos.
Ampharos 4 points on 2 of 5 shooting, but has been a +9 in the game so far, mainly because, you know, of course, everybody's scoring, but they've had some solid defensive plays.
Knocked out. Over to Smeargle now for Viridian. Scyther with the ball now on Viridian's side. Far side of the court. Size up. Layup shot. Off the mark there. Great defense by Obstagoon, who grabbed the board. Over to Dratini now. Dratini back out to Obstagoon, trying to reset the play. Obstagoon looking like they're going to drive inside. They've got the mismatch here, it feels. Over to Dratini. Back to Furfru. Back to Dratini. Pass over. Ampharos for three. Bang! That's a shot there. This is now a 17-point lead that Twin Leaf has. Gamblers are going to call a timeout here. Twin Leaf up 37-20 with 7:57 in the second quarter. You're listening to the ARBA on Adoran Region Sports. We'll be right back.
What if your purchases of games help support charities across the world? That's where Humble Bundle comes into play. Humble Bundle is a company that sells games, ebooks, software, and other digital content at great prices while also supporting different charities in the process. You're able to get games through their site, but their specialties are their bundles. Limited time, pay what you want offers, which can include so much stuff. Their bundles can be game bundles, ebooks to improve your skills, or even video and audio tools to take your creations over the top. If you're interested in these bundles or want to see what else is available, use the link in the description below. By using that link, a portion of your purchases will help support the content that I create across all sorts of shows. You can even modify the donation amounts on most products and customize how your purchase supports everyone. Again, use the link below and check out Humble Bundle today.
Welcome back to Adoran Region Sports. The ARBA already in progress as the Twin Leaf Storm are up 37-20 over the Viridian Gamblers. 7:57 left in the second quarter. Gamblers just called a timeout, just trying to figure out how to stop the bleeding right now. Going to inbound the ball here. Papagrigas on the far side of the court. Over to Seismitoe. Pulls up. Mid-range shot. Off the mark. Snorlax rebounds it. Over to Serena. Serena on the far side. As a reminder, the Storm are heading from left to right on court. Over to Snorlax. Spin move. Fadeaway shot. In and out. No good there. Galarian Mr. Mime with the rebound. Over to Go-Goat. Go-Goat. Pass over to Papagrigas. Papagrigas going to drive up court. Looking for a lane, an opportunity here. Back out to Scyther. Scyther posting up. Obstagoon with great defense. A tough shot. No good. Obstagoon, amazing defense there on that play.
Yeah, great job. Just don't let the pressure get to them. Being able to put up a wall.
Ampharos pulls up mid-range. Is good. What an impressive shot there.
Ampharos, 9 points on 4 of 7 shooting, but has definitely been heating up. They had the 3-point play earlier. They have the two right there. Backcourt violation. Are you kidding me?
That was a backcourt violation by Papagrigas. A terrible mistake there. As it'll now be Storm ball.
You can't do that. You cannot have a backcourt violation in this league. This is professional basketball. Having a play like that is ridiculous.
Ampharos with the ball, drives inside, loses their footing, but able to put up a shot. That's no good. Go-Go with the rebound. Go-Go pulls up from the free throw line and sinks it. Right now, the Storm bench already outscoring the Gamblers by 9.
That just adds on to the lead that they've been having. If the starting lineup is already good, you expect the bench to try to rebound from that. But instead, Windleaf's bench has been outperforming their starting lineup almost.
Obstagoon pass inside to Snorlax. 4 seconds on the shot clock. Posting up. Double team. Back out. Serena going to force up a shot. That's a shot clock violation there. No good. It'll now be Storm ball here. Or sorry, it'll be Gambler's ball. My mistake there. Gambler's ball. Scyther brings it up court. Inside, Go-Goat. On Ampharos. Back out, Papagrigas for three. Off the mark there. Ampharos with the rebound.
Yeah, the rebound game has been won by Twin Leaf as Obstagoon.
Sorry to interrupt you there, Alfred, but Obstagoon able to slam it in. As you were saying,
Oh, no, I was just saying that the rebound game has been won by Twin Leap, both offensive and defensive rebounds, and that's been a key for most teams in their success.
Kafagrigas able to sink in a three-point play there. Three-point shot is good. Ampharos brings it up court for Twin Leap. Crowd a little bit into it now. Ampharos back out. Serena drives inside. Off shot. Double clutch, no good. Seismitoad with the board. Going to drive. Inside. Takes the pass attempt to glaring Mr. Mime. Misses the shot, though. Snorlax with the rebound. Snorlax drives up court. Posting up. It's a double team here. Snorlax gets the layup anyway on top of the double team.
Snorlax has 6 points on 3 of 7 shooting, but 9 rebounds already. That's why they were trying to double team inside, making sure Snorlax couldn't get the rebound. They forget, Snorlax can make a shot here or there.
Seismitoad with the ball on the near side. It's Go-Goat now. Seismitoad, the top of the key, top of the 3-point line with 4 seconds remaining inside. Glaring Mr. Mime, 2 seconds, 1 second. Force up a shot. That is blocked. That's a shot clock violation there. Another possession lost by a shot clock violation. Gamblers can't have their possessions be stolen like this. It's already tough enough when you're not making your shots.
Yeah, exactly. You want to make sure you take advantage of every possession you can get. Gamblers have not done that so far.
Storm are going to call a timeout here up 43-25 with 4:24 remaining in the second quarter. You're listening to the ARBA on Adored Region Sports. We'll be right back. Let me share a secret with you. I am a sucker for dice. Running a campaign for 2 years will do that to you. Now, the biggest question comes from where to get those dice. After all, getting the coolest dice for your character is incredibly important to truly get a feel for your character. This is where Only Crits comes in. Only Crits comes in and not only provides the dice for your tabletop game, but also provides settings and pre-written adventures so you can get back to the most important part of the game, having fun. With accessories, cases, and trays to add to your dice, you'll enter your next adventure with all of the equipment you need. Interested in getting something for you or a friend? Well, here are some bonuses that you can take advantage of right now. Free shipping on orders over $100, a free adventure included with every order, and best of all, using the link in the description and using the discount code ADURIN, that's A-H-D-U-R-I-N, gets you 10% off your entire order. Get yourself the dice for your next adventure with Only Crits. Welcome
and
back to the ARBA on ADURIN Region
for 10%
Sports.
Off your entire order.
Twin Leap currently up 43-25 over the Viridian Gamblers. Gudra inside, pass over to Furt. Furt, Euro stepping inside. Off the mark there on Pheasant with the board. Pheasant going to drive up court over to Cradilli. That's Seismitoad for three. No good there. The rebound by Decidui. It was batted around a little bit of pass up for it. Debate about driving inside. Now decides to do so. Loses the ball, though. Tough attempt of a shot, I think. A Pheasant with that board over to Seismitoad. Seismitoad drives inside to the paint. Takes a shot. Rolls around the rim. No good. Phalanx rebounds it. Barrett with the ball on Twin Leaf side. And drive inside. Another tough shot is blocked there. Cradilli able to rebound it for Viridian. Crowd getting into it. Pass over to Unfezzan. I think that was Scyther that had the block previously. Around the back of the pass to Glalie. Scyther posting up. They have the mismatch here. It's a foot difference there. No good. Scyther grabs their own rebound off the backboard and in.
I'm very confused at the defensive schemes for both teams. They sometimes have the shorter player guarding a taller player. That's fine if it's like a 4 or 5 inch difference even. But they've got players that are a feet, like 1 foot difference.
Cradilli able to strip the ball away. Pass up, Scyther, open lane. Layup is good. Nothing fancy there, they just want to get the points.
Yeah, there's no point in being fancy about this. You're already down by over double digits. You want to just get the ball in the net regardless of how it is. No need to celebrate right now.
Grad very much into it now. Inside, Gudra going to post up. This has been a specialty. Gudra, spin move. Off the backboard and good.
Yeah, Gudra's been great. So far this season, for the most part, this game starting off a bit rough, but able to put in that first shot. Still Still surprised they have Gudra off the bench. Perhaps that injury discussion was a little bit more than what we expected from last week.
Passing it around now, Scyther with the ball. On Pheasant at the top of the key, 3 seconds left, drives inside, gonna force up a tough shot. No good. Failings with the board. Over to Decidueye. Decidueye drives up at the bend, inside Snorlax, layup is no good. That's a foul though, Scyther called for the foul there. Snorlax gonna head to the line though. Pulling on their back there.
Yeah, watching the play again, looks like Snorlax might have tweaked something in the back. They look fine now at least, so that's something to feel safe about at least.
Exactly 2 minutes left right now, Alfred. Squinleaf is up 45-29. This has been a pretty lopsided game so far, but as we've seen this league so often, these massive leads can be cut down.
Yeah, absolutely. The question is, of course, can the Gamblers figure out a way to do so? That first free throw shot is good. Looks like Decidueye is also heading off court. Dratini coming on for Twinley.
First free throw shot was good there on Snorlax's side. Second shot is good as well. 47-29 lead, that's 18 points separating Viridian and Twinleaf here with less than 2 minutes remaining in the second quarter. In other words, 2 minutes remaining before halftime. Over to Unfezzed now. Hand off to Scyther. Scyther going to the far side of the court, hiding behind the three-point line. Double team. Scyther now resetting for a bit. 3 seconds, drives inside, pulls up, tough shot, no good. Failings with the board. Dratini brings it up court. They're pressuring Dratini a little bit.
Yeah, Dratini might be the weak link when it comes to dribbling, so they're trying to find a way to strip the ball out, though not as successful as of yet.
Dratini over to Gudra. Gudra with 3 seconds left. Dratini, Failings, Furret, three. Off the mark there. Scyther grabs the board on Viridian's side. Pass over to Seismitoad. Seismitoad now trying to get a play developed. A lot of screens, a lot of movement, a lot of congestion, actually. Now over to Unfezzant. Unfezzant on the near side, three-point line. Inside to Glalie. Glalie posting up, spinning. Tough shot is good.
Yeah, the hook shot has worked very well for Glalie so far. Only 34 of their 47 points have been points in the paint, which shows two things. One, they can get their points when they want to, and two, they don't have to. They've scored nearly 20 points outside the paint through mid-ranges or three-point shots.
Ferret with the ball at the top of the three-point line, drives inside, gonna force up a shot, double covered, no good. Scyther rebounds it. Over to Seismitoad, there's about a 2 second difference. Cray Dilly posting up here. Pulls up. Tough shot. No good. Snorlax with the rebound. 14 seconds remaining. Twinleaf has the opportunity to make a play if they want to, and looks like they will. Over to Gudra. Failings now. 5 seconds left. Gets a pseudo screen, so to speak. Pulls up for three. That is off the mark there. Players falling down. That ends this. This is halftime. Twinleaf up in this matchup, the ninth game of the ARBA on Adoran Region Sports. Only currently up 47-31.
Yeah, it's interesting to see how this is going to work out in the second half. But it's an exciting game so far.
You're listening to the ARBA on Adoran Region Sports. We'll be right back after this halftime break.
Interested in directly supporting the creations of Adoran or Anaru? That's me, by the way. Why not check out my Ko-Fi page? All tips and donations from Ko-Fi help financially support me and all of the solo projects that I work on. If you're interested in supporting me and getting some sneak peeks on the content that I make, check out the Ko-Fi page below and make a one-time or monthly donation. If you know about the new show that's coming soon, exclusive content will be available on Ko-Fi in the coming weeks for Ko-Fi members. Once again, supporting me on Ko-Fi helps to support me directly. Thank you for joining and supporting my creations. A reader, which probably won't surprise you. I found it more and more difficult to find the books I want to read, especially at an affordable price. Welcome to the Book Depository, where millions of books across all sorts of genres are available. Crime slash thriller? Got it. Romance? Bingo. Manga? You know it. With more than 20 million titles and free delivery worldwide to over 170 countries, you'll be absolutely sure you can find the book you want or the book you never knew you needed. Use the link in the description for the Book Depository and read something new today. Welcome back to the ARBA on Adoran Regen Sports. You're listening to Twin Leaf Storm taking on the Viridian Gamblers, Game 9 of the ARBA season. Twin Leaf up 47-31 over the Gamblers. Key player to watch out for.
Well, on the Gamblers' side, I expect Scyther to have a significantly more, you know, just more action going their way. On Twin Leaf's side, I'm kind of curious to see what's up with Gudra. Not just in terms of their playstyle, but they haven't done a lot despite Twin Leaf's big lead now. Is that just them saving Gudra for the second half, or is that something different?
Serena with the ball as Twin Leaf is heading from right to left. A shot in and out. No good. Galele rebounds it over to Unpheasant. You switch sides, of course. Seismitoad and Viridian heading from left to right. Seismitoad with the ball now. Right on top of the logo over to Unpheasant. Back to Seismitoad at the three-point line. Go-Go pulls up for three. Sinks it in. That's some tough defense that they were able to beat there.
Yeah, they were fully covered by a taller player, and despite that, Go-Go just able to sink in that three.
Obstagoon inside. Ampharos pump fakes. Puts up the layup. It's good.
Yeah, leaders on both sides. Ampharos 11 points on 5-for-9 shooting. On the other side for Gamblers, Scyther has 11 points. I believe it's on 5-for-11 shooting, not as great.
Go-Go with the ball over to Seismitoad. Seismitoad, Unpheasant, wide open for three. No good there. Obstagoon rebounds it for Twin Leaf. Over to Ampharos now. Pass up to Snorlax. Open lane. Snorlax dunks it in.
Great play there. Snorlax had a wide open lane there. The offense was able to open that up for them. Snorlax just goes inside. Easy shot opportunity there.
Go-Go. Go-Go over to Unpheasant. Unpheasant inside. Seismitoad with the shot is good.
Storm are shooting 45%. Gamblers 31%. Now, of course, that is part of the reason why this lead is as it is. But also, Twin Leaf has been very, very good at developing their plays or taking advantages of fast breaks.
Speaking of there, Glalie with the strip. Drives inside. Inside to Go-Go. Dunks it in. Go-Go. Has some hops. Don't look now, but Viridian slowly closing this gap. Over to Ampharos. Serena. Serena nearly loses the ball. Ampharos now. Looking for an opportunity here on the far side. Ben now spins inside. Inside the paint. Tough shot. No good. Seismitoad with the rebound. Seismitoad. Just inside the three-point line. Over to Unpheasant. Now they're just letting the play develop. About a bunch of screens. Scyther pulls up for a long two. Off the mark there. Snorlax able to rebound it on Twin Leaf's side. Brings it up court. Snorlax stops at the three-point line. Pulls up for three. No good there. Obstagoon with the offensive rebound. Put back is good.
Oh, this has been a great game so far. And this third quarter is just both teams fighting for it.
Gamblers are going to call a timeout here. Twin Leaf up 53-38 with 8:57 remaining. You're listening. The ARBA on Adoran Regen Sports. We'll be right back.
Finding an enjoyable activity for a party can be a difficult task. What if there was a place where you could find an adventure for your group? This is where Mystery Locks comes in. Mystery Locks provides printable escape rooms of all levels, from quick and easy experiences to complex adventures. Over their 5-year journey, Mystery Locks has sold over 13,000 adventures and is trusted by over 10,000 customers, so you know that they are a quality product. With their 100% satisfaction guarantee and exceptional customer service, you'll be able to get a game that fits your needs. Use the link in the description below and find your next adventure today. Again, check out Mystery Locks with the link below and find your newest adventure today.
Welcome back to the ARBA on Adoran Region Sports. Twin Leaf currently up 53-38 over the Viridian Gamblers. Both teams looking behind Slateport and Hammerlock when it comes to the standings. One of these teams will finally, you know, step a little bit closer.
Yeah, it's a big idea here. Both of these teams with one victory trying to look for their second one.
Stay there over to Kafagrigas. Kafagrigas misses that shot. That shot ran around the rim a couple times. Falls out. Inside, Furfuru with a dunk. A lot of shorter players out here showing they have the hops necessary to slam the ball in. Kafagrigas with the ball for Viridian side. Over to Gogoat. Gogoat. Back out to Knockdown. Knockdown to Glalie. Glalie heads outside now. Steps back. Kafagrigas at the three-point line. Inside the paint now. Back out to Scyther. Scyther just inside the three-point line. Going to force up a tough mid-range shot. That is no good. Obstagoon with the rebound. Over to Serena now. Serena going from the far side. Tough shot. No good, but Kafagrigas called for the foul there. And Kafagrigas looks hurt.
Yeah, tough foul there, and they just get pushed back. So Kafagrigas looks fine now. Looks like a... just frustration as opposed to actually getting hurt there.
Take a break. Two shots.
Two free throw opportunities here. Twin Leaf up 55-38. Looks like a couple of Viridian players are about to come in. And that first shot is good. Sure enough, Gogo and Scyther are getting sent back to the bench. Vivillion and Galarian Mr. Mime coming in to replace them. Twin Leaf trying to keep this lead as far as big as possible. Serena sinks it in. And sure enough, Twin Leaf is currently up 57-38. Pass over to Galarian Mr. Mime. All right, Mr. Mime back out to Knockdown over to Kafagrigas. Rodriguez, hand off to Glaring Mr. Mime. Back at the three-point line. Pressuring inside. A drive inside. Puts up the layup. It's good. A 17-point game here.
Yeah, Glaring Mr. Mime not doing too bad. 7 points on 3 of 8 shooting, which is pretty solid for how these games turn out.
Passing around. Decidueye now with the ball on the far side of the court. Over to Furfuru. Pulls up for three. Sinks it in. Schemed that play perfectly, and Twin Leaf builds their lead. It's now a 20-point lead, up 60-40 with 7:23 remaining. Over to Pavilion. Pavilion pulls up for three. Off the mark there, Decidueye with the rebound. Decidueye looking for an opportunity here. Back out to Obstagoon. Obstagoon guarded heavily behind the three-point line. Double covered. Cross-court pass to Serena, who pulls up for three. Off the mark there. Glalie with the board over to Kafagrigas. Inside, Galarian Mr. Mime sinks that layup in.
Yeah, good job there by Galarian Mr. Mime, continuing to put the pressure on. Viridian's got to find a way to stop Twin Leaf on defense for a long time period. They've gotten one or two possessions here or there, but they got to stop for like five or six.
That's not going to help there. That shot is good.
Yeah, right now, Twin Leaf 38% the first quarter, 50% the second quarter, 60% shooting in this third quarter. That's not the way that you want to be going if you're Viridian. Twin Leaf's doing fantastic.
That shot is no good. Obstagoon with the rebound on Twin Leaf's side. Over to Serena. Serena just spinning around, waiting for a play to develop at the top of the three-point line now, sizing up the defense. Obstagoon. Obstagoon on the near side, three-point line. Going to step in. Pulls up from the free throw line. Off the mark. Decidueye taps it up. It's good. ukulele over to Galarian Mr. Mime now. Galarian Mr. Mime over to Knockdown, back to Confagrigus. Confagrigus gonna debate about it, decides not to do anything, over to inside. Galarian in the paint, posting up. Gonna put up a shot that's off the mark, grabs their own rebound and decides just to dunk it in, why not?
I get the guarantee there. Obstagoon and Glalie have been going against each other for a lot of this game. 8 points on both sides.
Storm decide to call a timeout here. They're up 64-44 with 5:19 left in the third quarter. You're listening to the ARBA on Adoran Region Sports. We'll be back after this break.
Adoran Region Sports and the ARBA is brought to you by Not a Scratch, a Pokemon Mystery Dungeon TTRPG actual play podcast that I run. Join us as we travel across the Alcast region, a fan-made region where Pokemon and only Pokemon exist. This region is under attack, however, and only one group can save the day, the Recruits of the Lost. Join us wherever you listen to podcasts as we follow our adventurers and see if they can save the world before it's too late. Worried about catching up? Don't worry. Use the ARC summary episodes, designed to provide you the information you need to catch up to the current action. Support Not a Scratch on Patreon and get exclusive content adding to the experience, or get merch through the link below and support the show from there. You can use the code that's exclusive to ARBA fans, ARBA5, and get $5 off of any order that's over $50. Check out Not a Scratch today.
Welcome back to the ARBA on Adoran Region Sports. Twin Leaf over the Gamblers right now. Viridian down right now, 64-44. Twin Leaf is going to bring it in. Furfru at the top of the three-point line. Over to Furret, back to Furfru now. 6 seconds on the shot clock. To a streaking Goodra. Layup shot no good, but that's a foul. Cradilli's first foul. Goodra's going to head to the line. Yeah, on that play, Goodra did a good job of just forcing the defense to make a decision.
Yeah, it was a great job there. Goodra decided to just, you know, pressure the defense to make it, you know, are you going to block the shot or not? And that end result leads to the free throw shots here. Even if the shot was missed, two free throw opportunities. Two shots.
Goodra's first shot is good. Building this lead now to a 21-point lead, as it looks like there's going to be some shifting. Furfru heading out. And Dratini coming in, so it looks like Goodra's going to shift as a result to that shooting guard position. On the Gambler side, Vivillon and Cradilli swap positions. Goodra sinks the second one. We're looking at a 22-point lead for Twin Leaf right now.
Yeah, free throw shooting right now. Between the teams, slight lead for Twin Leaf as well, just showing that aggressiveness.
Lely does a good job of sinking in that layup on tough defense. Furret bringing it up court for Twin Leaf. Furret with the ball over to Goodra. Goodra gonna post up. Fakes the shot, puts up a shot. No good though, Glalie grabs the rebound. Over to Smeargle. Smeargle, pass up to Vivillon. That's a foul there. They're going to call Furret on the reach-in foul. After a bit of a reset here, getting things set up after that reach-in foul, it looks like it's going to be be Viridian's ball. They're going to inbound it here. Inbound to Cradilli on the far side. As in Glalie with the layup and good.
Yeah, Glalie's been the focus so far. 26 minutes today, 12 points on 75% shooting. Feed Glalie. That's my suggestion. They've been great defensively as well.
As inside, Goodra in that post-up position. spinning, fading shot. Decides not to take the shot. Failings. Furret pulls up for three. Off the mark there. Pavilion able to steal the rebound away from Gudra. Pavilion pass up to Glalie. Glalie guarded by Gudra. Back out to Pavilion to Smeargle. Smeargle going to drive inside. Failings able to get that block. Smeargle grabs their own rebound. Puts up the shot a second time. No good. Failings with the rebound officially there. Back over to Gudra to Furret. Drives up Kurt. A court. Inside. Failings. No good on that shot, but Gray Dilly called for the foul there. Crowd not liking this one bit. Twinleaf currently up 66-48. This matchup with exactly 3:33 left in the third quarter is to build this lead back up to the 20-point lead that they wanted. Right now, it's an 18-point lead. First one is good. A little bit of a shift on both sides. For the Storm, at least. Gudra shifting over back to the small forward position. Stratini comes out in lieu of Ampharos. And then on the Verdian side, a little bit more of a lineup shift. You got Scyther and Glalie on the court at the same time. That could be a good offensive, powerhouse there.
Yeah, they've definitely built up size right now. They've got the big lineup. At least Viridian does.
Inside. Loses the ball there. Ampharos able to get the steal. It's an opportunity for a fast break. Inside. Smollett forces up the shot. No good, though. Glalie grabs the rebound. Over to Pavilion. Pavilion up to Knockdown. Knockdown looking for any sort of opportunity here. Over to Pavilion, Glalie back to Knockdown, Cray Dilly. Knockdown, Pavilion on the near side, Ben. Back to Knockdown, forces up a three. Off the mark there, Ampharos with the rebound on Twinleaf's side. Ampharos zooming up court, wow, that's some speed right there. Not able to be fast enough to take a shot though. Over to Furret, back to Smollett. On the far side, Ben. Inside, Gudra posting up with 3 seconds remaining. Spinning, forces up a shot. Off the mark there, Cray Dilly with the rebound. Up to Pavilion. To Scyther. Scyther pulls up for three. Off the mark there. Furret with the board.
Been a back and forth affair of just nobody making any shots after those free throw attempts earlier.
Tough shot there is no good. Phalanx grabs the rebound and sinks it in. There you go. Alfred, exactly when you were expecting a shot.
Yeah, perfectly timed right there.
Scyther with the ball now on Viridian's side.
I'm surprised they have Scyther bringing the ball up the court. I would think you'd have one of the shorter players, get your point guard passing into one of the big guys.
Cray Dilly takes a shot. No good. Phalanx with the board.
See, Ampharos is bringing the ball up the court on Twinleaf's side.
Sure enough, with the ball now, back out to Furret, to Phalanx. Phalanx right at the edge of the box here, inside Furret, dunks it in with a massive vertical there. Right now, Twinleaf is up 72-48. Scyther with the ball at the top of the key, over to Knockdown. Knockdown pulls up for a long two, hits the front of the rim, that's no good. Smollett over to Ampharos now. Ampharos gonna drive inside, looks like. Tough shot, no good, but Knockdown call for the foul there. That's the fourth team foul. Knockdown was furious about that one.
Yeah, you can hear Knockdown's feathers rustling about as soon as that foul was called.
Take a break. Two shots.
Two free throw shots here. It also looks like you got half the team on both sides. The players are about to be substituted here. That first shot is good. Clean swish. Sure enough, looks like there's going to be some massive substitutions on both Twinleaf and the Gambler side, and Viridian side.
Oh, this is interesting. Now Twinleaf has a larger lineup. and Viridian has sent out a smaller lineup. Maybe they decided to be a little bit quicker, a little bit more sleek, I suppose, and Twin Leap decided to play a little bit more defensively with this big lead.
Go-Go with the ball now at the top of the key over to Unpheasant. Gets a pseudo screen, drives inside, layup shot is no good, but Furfuru called for the foul there. This will be a shooting foul and two free throw shots. Twin Leap currently up 74-48, Alfred. Only 48.5 seconds left in the third quarter. We've got the entire fourth quarter, of course, but this right now is over a 20-point lead. It's a 26-point lead, I believe.
Well, that free throw shot missed. That's not going to help either. It looks like Viridian is changing up their lineup a little bit more. But yeah, no, as you were saying, 26-point lead is a big lead, especially in the third quarter. Usually most of the comebacks that we've seen, 25 now, most of the comebacks we've seen has been a little bit smaller of a lead in the same amount of time. This might be tough for Viridian to catch up on.
Spin move, tough shot. The hook shot is off the mark there. And Pheasant now with the board on Viridian's side. Pass up to Go-Go. Go-Go. Unpheasant drives inside. The reverse layup is no good, but Furfuru called for a foul again. I'm already in the bonus, by the way. And Unpheasant's going to head to the line for two free throw plays.
Hey, it doesn't hurt. If you want to come back in a game and they're fouling you, just make your free throws and you're just waltzing back in. Then the opposing team's going to have to play tough defense. But they know if they play it too tough, then it's free throw opportunities.
That first shot is good there. Looks like Viridian takes the time to switch in a couple of players. 24-point lead here. 23 now that Unpheasant's made their second free throw. Just over 24 seconds remaining. There's about a 3 or 4 second difference between the shot and game clock. Ampharos with the ball now for Twin Leap. Snorlax gonna drive inside, spin move, fade away. Off the mark, Scyther with the board with about 8 seconds remaining. They could hurry it up. Seismitoad at the 3-point line. Inside, glaring Mr. Mime. Tough shot is no good. Scyther able to grab the rebound, but not quick enough to get the shot up and in. That ends the third quarter here in this matchup between the Storm and the Gamblers. Storm up 74-51. Fourth quarter just moments away. We'll be right back after this. Let's get started with the fourth quarter already, right, Alfred?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's just get this going. Twin Leap is up right now, 74-51. Can the comeback happen, or is Viridian a little too late?
Unpheasant with the ball and drives inside. Unpheasant. Layup shot off the mark, but Furfuru called for their third foul, I think, in the last 60 or 70 seconds.
Yeah, this is just unlucky. Oren Pheasant has become a master at specifically getting fouls off of Furfuru, because this is Unpheasant heading to the line yet again.
Two free throw opportunities here. Currently a 23-point lead. That first shot is good. No substitution changes for either team, which is the first for a while. Usually you kind of see them stick to whatever schedule they have.
Yeah, I think with the start of the fourth quarter, there's no need to switch in a player 10 seconds in.
As it misses the second free throw shot, Snorlax grabs that board over to Phalanx. Phalanx looking for that double big man screen, gets it and gets the layup to go.
Yeah, right now, Twin Leaf shooting 44% as a team, Viridian shooting 31% as a team. And Frankly, I'm not sure what the free throw discrepancy is immediately, but it's been the only way Viridian has kept this game somewhat interesting.
He'll go over to Seismitoad at the top of the key, 5 seconds on the shot clock, back out to Go-Goat, Unpheasant pulls up, that'd be a long two, but that's no good. Ball batted around up at the air, but Snorlax able to grab it over to Goodra driving inside, Goodra, tough shot, no good there, Go-Goat with the rebound.
Yeah, Goodra's been very quiet today.
We're doing Pheasant. Pheasant, spin move, over to Scyther. Scyther drives inside, that's a layup that's no good, but Failing's called for the foul there. Sure enough, here we go again, Viridian heading to the line for free throw plays.
That seems to be the strategy Viridian's decided to take up here, is get aggressive and force from aggressive on offense. Force the defense to just make a decision, are you going to contest us or not? If you do, you might get fouled, and that might be free throw opportunities, and if you don't, oh, we might make the shot anyway.
Scyther now going to attempt 2 free throw shots here. That first shot is good. A 76-53 lead for the Twin Leaf Storm over the Viridian Gamblers. 10:46 remaining. Get ready for that second free throw shot. Scyther's second shot is no good. Snorlax grabs the ball and brings it up court. It's over to Serena. Serena to Ampharos. Ampharos back to Serena at the top of the three-point line, looking for an opportunity here. They get a switch. Seems to be what they wanted. Screen, step back inside to Obstagoon with the wide-open lane. They just forgot about Obstagoon.
Yeah, absolutely. For Viridian right now, pick a side that you're going to focus on and just stick to it, because they have been inconsistent on defense, inconsistent on offense. They got to find a way to just match that, in my opinion, just stick to the defensively and then force fouls like this.
Sure enough, Serena called for the foul there. This means 2 free throw opportunities again for Unpheasant, who has been the king of drawing fouls.
Yep, yet again, Unpheasant, who drove inside, a quick layup shot there. Again, that quick decision-making forced onto Twinleaf. They've decided to just, you know, take the shot. It's more likely than not that they'll probably get both free throws, but you know, what are you going to do? It's either that or let them have the easy shots.
First free throw is good. Looks like some massive substitutions here. The center of the lineup is going to change on Twinleaf's side. And for the Storm, everybody but Galarian, Mr. Mime. Switching out here. We're shifting around at least. Unpheasant puts in the second free throw, and now Rutini bringing it up court for Twinleaf. Over to Serena now. Serena loses the ball. Kafagrigas picks it up. Kafagrigas pass inside. Galarian Mr. Mime with the lane and the layup to go.
Yeah, good job there.
There was going to be a timeout call. Decides not to go for it. Twinleaf with the ball now. Looking for some opportunity here. Some possession. Some play. Serena pulls up for 3. Off the mark there. That's a rebound on Viridian's side. Brings it up court. Pass inside. Glaring Mr. Mime with the layup to go.
I hesitate to say, you know, don't look now. But don't look now. It's a 19-point lead right now that Twinleaf has. This moments ago was 26 or so.
An illegal screen called by Obstagoon. That means it's going to be Viridian's ball. And sure enough, there's some lineup changes here, and now there's a stoppage of time. Pass up, Kafagrigas with the ball now. Over to Unpheasant. Unpheasant pulls up for 3. No good there. Decidueye with the board on Twinleaf's side. Pass up. Serena with a wide open lane. Inside to a streaking Ampharos. Layup is good.
Yeah, Unpheasant. Funny thing right now. Unpheasant has 6 points today. Shooting 0%. All those points are off of free throws.
Pheasant with the ball now. Zakafagrigas. Alfagriga is going to drive inside, has a lane opportunity, and gets the layup to go. 19-point game right now.
Yeah, Storm shooting 45% as a team, Gambler shooting 33%. They've made a few more shots now, so they increase that percentage, but they got to start getting some streakiness going or start stopping Twin Lead.
That doesn't help there. Ampharos with the layup and one. Coffer Creek is called for the foul there. This will be a three-point play opportunity here.
Yeah, Coffer Creek, you can see they knew as soon as they made contact, oh, this is a foul.
One free throw opportunity here. And Ampharos sinks it in. Builds it back up now into a 22-point lead. Alfagriga with the ball now, brings it up court. Laylee unpheasant now. And off to Alfagriga. All behind the three-point line. Now Alfagriga is going to pressure inside. Tough defense now. Scyther. What a play there! What an impressive layup by Scyther.
Was that under their legs or something? That was just such a... Maybe it was just because of their size. That reverse layup looked fantastic. What a play there.
Snorlax over to Decidueye. Pulls up for three. That's off the mark. Scyther with the board. Over to Kofagrigas now. Pass up to Galarian, Mr. Mime. Inside to Unpheasant. Puts up a tough shot. No good, though. Serena with the board.
They tried to force a foul there. That wasn't successful.
Snorlax going to take a tough shot. That's no good. Scyther with the rebound. Pass up. Glaring Mr. Mime streaking down court. Going to force up a tough shot. That's no good. But Decidueye called for the foul. That's the fourth team foul by the Storm. Viridian's going to head to the line for two free throw plays here in this 20-point game. Twin Leaf up 83-63. 7:24 remaining in the fourth quarter. My first shot is no good, though. Glaring Mr. Mime. Second one is no good as well. Snorlax grabs that board. Over to streaking Serena. The edge of the box now. Inside. Layup shot. No good. Snorlax with the putback.
His size right now making a difference for Twin Leaf. That's how they've been able to stick with it. Not losing many possessions.
Tough shot there is no good. Snorlax with the rebound. Brings it up court. Inside, Ampharos layup is good, and Twin Leaf now expanding this lead.
It's already, it's right now a 24-point game with over 6.5 minutes remaining, so there's still time, but it's left to be a major comeback.
Kofagrigas pulls up for three. No good there, Decidueye with the board on the Storm side. Over to Serena. Loses the ball, Scyther grabs it, streaking down court. Layup is good. That'll be a Storm timeout here. Up 87-65 with 6:23 remaining in the fourth quarter. You're listening to the ARBA on Adoran Region Sports, and we'll be back with the remainder of this game right after these messages.
Now, if you know me, you know I'm personally a big collector of all sorts of games and items and want to make sure that I get quality products when I order online. One type of item that I enjoy collecting when I have the chance are pins. And I've got a small collection that I'm aiming to grow over time. This is where Pinfinity comes in. Pinfinity prides themselves on their Pinfinity promise. 100% official pins, speedy support, and exceptional service. They've got items from all sorts of categories, from film and TV shows like Power Rangers and My Little Pony, to gaming pins from Dungeons & Dragons, Magic the Gathering, Street Fighter, and more. Using their free mobile app, you'll be able to use their augmented reality platform to make your pins come to life. Pins will play video and animation, audio tracks, access to downloadable content, and more. If you want a pin for yourself, use the link in the description below for Pinfinity and get yourself a pin that will come to life before your eyes.
So Alfred, this game has been a blowout so far. As we get back, you're listening to the ARBA on Adoran Region Sports. Twin Leaf right now with the ball up 87-65 over the Viridian Gamblers. Just over 6 minutes remaining.
Yeah, so far it's been pretty one-sided for this affair. We'll see if a comeback opportunity is possible.
No good there. Scyther with the ball now for Viridian. So that could be a major comeback. Scyther. Hand off to Galeli. Puts the layup up and in. 20-point game now.
Yeah, it's tough. My rule of thumb is usually, you know, the minutes times two. We've seen that broken in the past, but still. Right now there's 6 minutes left. 20-point lead, that math just doesn't work out, so I'm not sure how likely a comeback is. Even if we did minutes times three, it'd still be tough. That's how many points they have to score to come back, basically. You know, they have to beat the other team by this many points per minute.
Cross court, Galarian missed Mime, I believe, off the mark there. Obstagoon rebounds. After a missed shot back and forth by both teams, Decidueye pulls up, a shot no good. Laylee with the board.
That's fine that Twin Leaf is missing these shots now. Viridian's got to start making them.
Inside, that ball is blocked. Really gambler's ball there. Shot attempt was blocked, I believe, by Phalanx, was that? Gray Dilly going to head off court on the gambler's side for Go-Goat. Actually, that lineup stays roughly the same. Larry and Mr. Mime going to throw it in here on Viridian's side with just over 5 minutes remaining. Over to Scyther. Scyther, tough defense. Back to Glaring Mr. Mime. Inside, wide open, Glalie with the layup. Over to Serena now. Serena for the Storm. Drives inside. Fadeaway shot off the mark. Scyther with the rebound. Go-Go with the ball. Go-Go going to drive inside. No good on the reverse layup. Ampharos. With the ball now, Ampharos, Snorlax, three. Off the mark, but Obstagoon with the dunk on that missed shot.
Yeah, Obstagoon right now, that the paint master, so to speak, 12 points, all of them in the paint. Right now we're looking at a 20-point game.
Aaron, Mr. Mime in the corner on that pass. Pass over to Go-Goat now. Looking for an opportunity here, that's a screen. Step back, tough shot. Off the mark there, Obstagoon with the board. Over to Serena now. Just over 4 minutes remaining. Serena to Ampharos. Ampharos around the baseline. Layup shot is good. And builds up this lead even more. Unfessin with the ball now. We're looking at 3 3/4 minutes remaining. Scyther with the ball. Scyther, double team. Inside, gonna fake a shot a couple times. Out to Unfessin now behind the three-point line. 5 seconds left. Cross court to Scyther. Pulls up long two off the mark. Rebounded by Snorlax. Snorlax pass over to Serena. Serena back out to Ampharos. Ampharos to Decidueye. Tops to Goon on the far side. Well behind the three-point line. Over to Snorlax inside the paint. Snorlax layup is good.
We'll leave just adding on here. Snorlax 14 points on 6 of 14 shooting. Pretty good so far.
Go-Goat over to Scyther. Scyther going to drive inside. Mid-range shot. Off the mark there. Obstagoon with the rebound. Looking at sub 3 minutes remaining. Over to Ampharos. He's going to bring it up court. Hanging behind the logo to Serena. Serena. Behind the three-point line on the near side bend. Just waiting for the clock to tick down, basically. Inside to Snorlax. Back out. The Decidueye, Decidueye to Serena. Serena, at the free throw line, drives inside, pulls up, tough shot, no good, but Snorlax with the putback is good. It's 95-69 now.
Yeah, this has been a blowout of epic proportions here. It's surprising considering Viridian's win last week. Twin Leaf just comes right back. Barring an extreme circumstance, this looks like it's going to be a Twin Leaf victory. Another team heading to multiple wins here.
Go-Goat with that shot is no good. Serena with the ball. And so far in this league, it's It's been Hammerlock and Slateport on top, and every other team just trying to catch up. Twin Leaf looks like they've got the best lane too. Inside, over to Snorlax, hookshot. Off the mark there. Decidueye grabs the offensive rebound, technically, as that ball started rolling away. Step back, mid-range, off the mark. Scyther with the board. For Viridian, what's the expectation here as they pass inside to Go-Goat? Dunks it in. That's a posterizer.
Yeah, Viridian just has to sit back and reestablish what they were looking for, because this game is kind of a... It's either a game that you want to look at and point out every single mistake so that they can fix it, or a game you just want to burn, you know, never remember anymore.
Snorlax missed the shot. That's a shooting foul, though. Glalie called for the foul there. So we head to sub 1 minute 30 seconds. It's exactly 127 to be exact. Twin Leaf up 95-71 as Snorlax is going to hit to the line for two free throw plays here. Alfred, as you were saying, continue on.
Yeah, so for Viridian, we've seen flashes of success, and they've seen some of their players really do well. Scyther, for example, has been fantastic throughout the season. But right now, they have to find a way to make that team consistent. We've seen games where they've been phenomenal scoring the ball and games where they've struggled to, like this one. We've seen games where they've been fantastic defensively and games where they've struggled, like this one. Looks like also there's going to be some massive lineup changes that they can start to put in some of the backups to prevent injury. Both teams deciding to do this here. But yeah, like I was saying, we want to make sure on Viridian's side that you have the opportunity to just, expand the playbook, expand the defensive scheme, whatever it is. Right now, it's inconsistent, which usually means that it's on a team-by-team basis as to how successful it actually is. So they have to be able to, you know, wrap that up.
Smilax misses that second free throw shot. Smeargle with the ball now on Viridian's side, near side bend. Inside to Glalie, posting up, double team, back out to Smeargle. Smeargle pulls up for three. Off the mark there. Glalie grabs the rebound. Tough shot is good.
And Glalie's been a bright spot for Viridian. Start feeding Glalie. Start feeding Scyther. I wouldn't be surprised if they start to put a two big man lineup. You know, having both of those tall players as like centers almost. You know, and trying to give them the opportunity to focus in this game.
Furfru misses a three there for Twin Leaf. That's Viridian's ball with about 45 seconds remaining in this game. Inside. Shot there is no good. Furfru called for the fourth personal foul. 15 foul. And Viridian is now in the bonus for what good that does for the next 36 and a half seconds.
Yeah, they did a good job, and I thought the idea, the strategy for Viridian of forcing defense to make fouls was going to be somewhat successful, and they decided to either just get away from it or weren't able to be as aggressive. That's something I'm going to have to look at afterwards when looking back at the game, just researching it. You know, it'd be tough to see, you know, how exactly or why exactly they shifted away from the strategy that was, you know, somewhat successful initially.
First free throw shot was no good here. Is the second one here? That one is good. Twin Leaf currently up 96-74 with about 35 seconds remaining. I expect Twin Leaf to just run the ball out, so to speak, using a football term here. And sure enough, that's what they're doing. Furt with the ball now. Going to drive inside. Takes the tough shot and sinks it in. Because why not? There's an outside shot. Twin Leaf can get 100 points. Whatever good that does. Seconds left. Glalie in the post. Pressure. Layup shot off the mark there. Snorlax with the rebound. And that is going to wrap it up here. They bring it on the near cross court. Twin Leaf has won this matchup 98-74 over the Viridian Gamblers. Ending game 9 of the ARBA season. Twin Leaf moving up to their second victory. Gamblers with another loss, looking for their second victory perhaps in the future. But that does wrap this up here. Thank you very much for listening to us here on Adore and Reach in Sports. You've been listening to the ARBA. For AJ, Alfred, and everyone else here at the crew, thank you very much. And until next time, take care.